So before I introduce our last open mic performer, who will precede the mini set artist Dan Margarita, who will precede our featured artists, I would like you all, my voice sounds kind of funny. Is that just to me? Probably. Maybe to you as well. We usually applaud the staff here at Savory Lane because the folks here are so good to us. Please support them. Be generous to them. How about a big hand for the staff at Savory Lane? Thank you. Okay, now our last open mic act before the mini set may set a tone for the rest of the night. I'm not sure. But I know you'll enjoy them. I'm teasing. I always tease them. They're called Loose Change, and that's Izzy Dubbird and Niana Tobin. Please welcome them.
I never know what the joke is going to be. So, ever.
Here it is.
It is. I know I have to stand here and look okay.
Kind of like Sonny and Cher.
Which one are you?
I'll never tell. Well, I've got a neighbor who's a school teacher, and she was telling me the other day she asked her class to use the word fascinate in a sentence. So a little girl raised her hand. She said, last week we went out to visit our grandfather's farm, and I saw his pet sheep, and I was fascinated. And the teacher said, well, that's kind of close, but it's not the word I'm looking for. I want someone to use the word fascinate. So another little kid raised his hand. And he said, last week we went to the aquarium and we could see all the fish swimming around behind the glass and it was fascinating. And the teacher said, well, that's close too, but it's not quite the word I want to hear. I want to hear somebody use the word fascinate. So little Johnny raised his hand and the teacher said, uh-oh, because she had been burned by Johnny before. But she figured, well, what the heck, how can he screw up a word like fascinate? So she called on Johnny. Johnny said, I have a sister who has a sweater with 10 buttons and her chest is so big she could only fascinate. We're gonna do the Johnny Cash version of an old folk song, Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. They were true as the blue, blue sky. He was a long-legged guitar picker with a wicked wandering eye, but he was her man nearly all of the time. Johnny packed up to leave her, but he promised he'd soon be back. He said he had a little picking to do a little further on down the track. He was Frankie's man. He wouldn't do her no wrong. Frankie curled up on the sofa, thinking about her man. Far away the couples were dancing to the music of his band. He was Frankie's man. He he wasn't doing her wrong. Then through the front door walked a redhead. Johnny saw her right away. She came down by the Benson just to watch him while he played. He was Frankie's man, but she was far away. Well, he sang every song to the redhead. She smiled back at him. Then he went and sat at her table where the lights were low and dim. What Frankie didn't know wouldn't hurt her none. Then the redhead jumped up and slapped him. She slapped him a time or two. She said, I'm Frankie's sister, and I'm checking up on you. If you're her man, you better treat her right. Well, the moral of this story is be good but carry a stick. Sometimes it seems like a guitar picker just can't tell what to pick. He was Frankie's man, and he still ain't done her wrong.
Thank you. How about a big hand for Loose Change? So every